This is Kim Dumain, March 27th, 2020. Dr. Peebles sharing an update on COVID-19.
When man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Dear friends, and since we have last spoken with you 2 weeks ago, you have seen a greater spread of the COVID-19 or the coronavirus across your dear planet. Yes, even in the United States, where many of you reside, you have seen a spread that is unprecedented. You have seen the numbers jump for the cases of the virus as well as the deaths. For many, it is a fearful event indeed. It is creating panic not only in the masses of people, but in the governments, in the healthcare workers, in the minds of those who are losing their jobs, who their livelihoods are threatened. Indeed, it is a dire time on the planet as the uncertainty, as the fear becomes paramount for every living creature indeed. Dear friends, although it would seem to be a frightening future that you are all facing, we are hoping to be able to shift your energies, your attitudes just a tad bit to remind you of a few very pertinent realities that some of you know and some of you have forgotten, and many of you are just not focusing on at this time, that will indeed create the future realities that you will be able to experience individually as well as the whole for the planet. Dear friends, you are at your very core creative beings of energy. You are powerful beings, able to create worlds, able to create your experiences, able to create the possessions, the physical things that you enjoy as being physical creatures during this incarnation. Some of you, in times of great fear, forget this reality and you resort instead, paying more and more attention to what is outside of you, the external world around you, instead of listening more intently to the inner messages from your spirit, your higher self, who is there to always guide you forward, to always help you move through any perceived threat or challenge. So we want you to take this time, as many of you are forced out of fear, out of prevention, many good intentions there, to keep you safe, but you are forced to indeed hunker down in your homes. Indeed, some of you are not working, some of you are more blessed to be able to work in your positions, your jobs and employment, virtually, remotely, regardless of your situation. Can you begin to shift your attitudes away from the destructive forces of fear and more into seeing this as a blessing, as a gift? Now, some of you would say, ha-ha, this is not a gift. People are getting ill and dying. Well, indeed, and as we have shared with you before, it is as planned for many souls, even if that information as to their crossing over, their physical death, is not known to them at that conscious level. But dear friends, for many of you, this is an opportunity to go much deeper in your consciousness, to begin to understand, to search for the truth of who you really are, what you really believe, and how you will indeed use this experience, this threat of being ill, to further your greater understanding of the realities that you will choose to create, how you will use your energy in the coming days. Will your energies, your focus, be based on love? Will it be based on compassion? Will it be based on your spiritual principles? We are hoping that many of you will seek out a higher balance in your thoughts, in your emotions, so that you will be able to have a calm spirit. The more that you can create and hold on to that vibration, that energy of calmness, you will be more in your power. You will be guided to what you need to experience. You will hear the voice of your own spirit as well as your teachers and helpers that much more clearly. That will help you more than anything right now. All the protective gear, all the precautions, for you will be led. You will be indeed guided to what you need to know and to what you need to do. Now, there are many voices right now in your head. The fears, of course, are very strong on the earth plane. Hard to ignore, of course. Yes, indeed. But we ask for you to become very clear in your personal intentions every day as you go through the daily experiences. What do you wish to focus on? Will you focus on the maps on TV that shows the spread of the virus, or the constantly increasing numbers of the virus, or your stock markets, or the unemployment numbers? Goodness gracious! Dear friends, we ask for you to gain control of your own personal power. What does your power mean to you, dear friends? Does it mean that you give it away to a politician, to a scientist, to a doctor even? Who is creating your reality? Now, we can hear some of you indeed responding now and saying, but these are the experts, this is science. They are the ones that know. Well, yes, indeed, there is a place indeed in your world for the experts, for the science. Many of them, most of them, are working in light and right action and using their expertise, their knowledge, their wisdom, their egos even, to help mankind, to guide them the best they can. But they are not, we repeat, they are not in charge of your life, of your reality. Your life is more than a scientific fact or a statistic. Your life is a balance of your body, your mind, and your spirit. And we do hope that your spirit, of course, is at the helm, that you are acting as the captain of your ship in this, your chosen, blessed lifetime. Dear friends, you will need to balance out the energies within your own being to determine the path that you will take, to determine what you will experience in the coming days. So many of you are so caught up in the fear that you are not sure of what to do. And if you are in that position now, we would suggest to you, stay in your homes, be still, get to know your inner being, the God within you. Learn to control your thoughts, your fears, and know that there is indeed a higher part of you that is always there, waiting for your call, waiting to help you, to bring you back to that beautiful place of calm spirit where you will feel the balance, where the emotion of fear that is indeed knocking very loudly at your door will no longer control who you are, what you feel, and most importantly, dear friends, what you will attract to you in the coming days. Now, the virus is real. You are aware of that. Where it came from, who brought it, what plot was there against humanity to control the population, to do this or that, to create a one world government. Yes, it all could be part of the collective reality. But right now, we are asking you to look at this at more of a personal level so that you will have the opportunity to receive the gift that this virus offers, learning to know yourself. What makes you tick, dear friends? What creates fear within your being? How do you react to situations around you that may not even have much to do with you? For indeed, as we have stated before to you, there will be those who will choose unconsciously, to pass over, to end this physical incarnation, and to go into the spirit realms once more, where they came from. But there will be many of you, even those of you who will contract the virus, some of you will not even know it, will choose instead to have this experience of growing and learning from the panic, from the fear, from, yes, the economic meltdowns that are occurring, and to truly look at who is in control of you. Is it the government? Is it the virus? Is it your fears? Is it your job? Is it those around you that you look nervously at in your stores and your outings? Could they have it? Could they give it to you? Who is going to determine that? Now you may think, well, it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the virus and how it may jump from one to the other. It's in the air, it's in the sneezes, the coughs. Dear friends, life operates a little differently than how you may believe, how things may appear. You are always the creative spirit. You are always attracting what you need by what you believe, by what you had set forth for yourself before even incarnating, as well as every moment of every day. This is your chance, as there will be many, many others, not just in the form of a virus, but in the form of many situations that will be created by you personally at the individual level, as well as the collective level for the whole. How will you choose to react? Will you believe more in your own creative power and spirit? Will you decide, I am going to be prey to whatever comes around in the external world? I'm going to react and shake in my boots? Or will you indeed stand up in your power, in your belief, and say, I am going to learn to live in the higher realms of consciousness. I choose to live in love. I will choose to see this as an opportunity to remember the master that I am, the power that I have, to first get clear with my own being of what I need, what I want, what I desire, and then to be able to help others find their own truth. Of course, it won't always look like yours, dear friend. Can you respect others' opinions and fears and look at them with love and compassion, offering help when it is asked? Can you allow them to, yes, even get sick and potentially perish if that is what their soul is needing and desiring at this time? Will you love them anyways? Will you not judge them? These are some of the challenges you will experience from this virus. You will learn about your creative ability to create the necessary survival needs, whether it be money, jobs. You will learn about your faith. You will learn about trusting not only yourself, your higher spirit, the God within you, but also each other. For you are learning now to depend more on each other, on the solutions that you can create. For you are seeing quite rapidly that those that you have depended on, that you have allowed to control and even manipulate you, can now no longer be depended upon or at times, yes, indeed, even trusted. Now, if you allow yourself to go too deeply into the mistrust, then you are lowering your vibration. You are allowing the fear, the negativity, to get a hold of you and control you. So indeed, that energy is pervasive and can do much harm to you, your spirit, your body. So we ask for you to keep your hopes high, to know that humanity over the many thousands of years on this planet has gone through as much as this, as well as much worse. It has still survived. You will survive this. Many of you will come out even better, stronger in your faith, stronger in your abilities to work together, more in charge of your reality, understanding your power, understanding your capabilities, your potential. That is the most important thing. This will pass, as we have shared with you before. Now, indeed, taking common sense precautions, oh, of course, logical. Yes, we want you to pay attention to that. But we would ask for you to pay less attention to the fear messages. And indeed, go within yourselves. Look at what are the priorities of your life, your body, your loved ones, your own precious being. For indeed, many of you in your busyness have forgotten what is of value, what is important in your daily life. It is not the money. It is not the perceived successes that you are trying to attain in your lives. It is not your possessions. It is your being, your life. It is your loved ones, your family. Do pay attention more to the things that really matter in your life. That is what will bring you the true happiness. Allow yourself to realize how much there is to be grateful for, even in these times of panic and fear. And you will bring about a more natural balance for yourselves as well as for all those who come around you. Remember, dear friends, your energies affect others all the time, not just those who are around you. Well, you may think, well, I'm alone. I'm not around anybody. How could I affect them? You affect them by your thoughts. You affect them by how you choose to think of them, your communications, your emails, your phone calls. Every time you think of another, whether you are physically talking to them or whether you are physically in their presence, you are influencing another. Do make sure that it is of a high, positive nature, based on love, based on mutual respect and understanding, and of course, loving allowance. You must consider allowing everyone to live the way they need to, the way they believe to be true for them. For you are not in charge of their soul's growth. You are not the ones deciding what they need to grow, how they chose to have this lifetime. Allow them that right as you would want them to allow you. And that is living indeed in right action. Dear friends, you will continue on after this virus. There may be others, there will be other challenges. But if you heed our words, you will not fear. You will rise above. It will have less of an impact, not only as individuals, but as the collective whole. As you learn the truth that you are the creative, beautiful spirits, that God indeed is within you, around you, and then you will create a different reality for the world. We do hope this helps. God bless you indeed.
Thank you, Dr. Peebles.